Test, test, test. Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. I'm your host, Remy Benice. We'll be doing this all the way through the top of the hour. What's going on? You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn here in the heart of Bushwick. That's right, the heart. It's right next to those two dead rats in the sewer. They're going to get picked up tomorrow. Anyway, how's everybody out there? Hope all is well. I'll be here all hour chilling with you. We're going to be just fine. If anybody wishes to call in, we have a call in line, 718-928-9732. Our lines will be open from the top to the bottom of the hour. Yay. Once again, you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. If anybody wishes to sponsor us here at Radio Free Brooklyn, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com. If you wish, you can sponsor a show, or you can sponsor Radio Free Brooklyn as a whole. We thank you for your listenership, and we'd like to thank you for supporting Freeform Radio. Moving forward, yay! It's been a lovely week. It's been a lovely day. I'm not sure if it's going to be a lovely rest of the year, but whatever. I'm going to be all right, and hopefully you're going to be all right, too. Let's move forward with the show. I am talking to you now once again in Brooklyn. The weather is now 43 degrees with a scant chance of showers, if you even care. I will I believe it's not going to rain, but whatever, whatever. We're going to be all right. We're going to play some stuff here. If you want to go, if you want to hear something, please hit me up on Butt Sweat and Beers on but on Twitter. That's Butt Sweat, the letter N, Beers. Or you can hit me up at 718-928-9732 on the phone. Does anybody even use the phone anymore? I mean, pretty much, you know, you have your device and it also has a phone. So, you know, so if you want to call out, or if you have like two pigeons, you can send a homing pigeon here. I'll let you know where I am, somewhere in Bushwick. I'll light the beacon. They can land and we can get that done. All right. Cool. What else is going on? Let's see. I am, having a good ass time today. I want to talk to you about what's on my mind. Oh, pretty much. It's almost the end of an old presidential administration. If you even care about that stuff, time to move on with the new stuff. That's gonna be great. If you don't care, that's fine. There's things to do besides watch the TV and watch people goose step and play "Oh, When the Saints Go Marching In" and, you know, "Hail to the Chief," whatever. If you're not ready for the Grope administration, I understand that too. A lot of people not. Myself, I'm like, it is what it is. What can you do? You know, clearly he won. You know, whether that be with the help of himself and his small hands and, you know, and in a small Russian nation, who cares? All right, we're going to be all right. Okay. I guess just like everybody on the right keeps saying, hey, get over it. All right, you didn't win. You get no participation trophy here. So yeah. So no participation trophy for you. So, all right, well, so we're just going to have to move on. Do we get a consolation prize? Not necessarily. I don't know. Anyway, sorry to lessen your mood, but if you want to pick me up, call me, 718-928-9732, unless you're not out there, unless you don't actually even use the phone anymore. I mean, this, you know, it's not like you're calling home to tell the kids, like, hey, you know, Pop's not going to be home, you're going to have to make pizza again or something like that. Boom. Moving forward, let's see, what else are we going to talk about tonight? We're going to be talking about the patron saint of douchebags, Tom Brady. Apparently tonight, we're just going to talk about Tom Brady a little bit. Apparently, if you are a football fan, this is going to be a big weekend. The Patriots take on the Steelers. If you're Steelers fans, I'm shocked that you're even here. But hey, congratulations, you made it this far. So whoop-de-damn-do to you. And on the other side of it all, we have the Atlanta Falcons. I'm shocked they're still in it. Going against whatever's left of the Green Bay Packers. You know, it's pretty much Aaron Rodgers and whatever fans won on whatever sweepstakes so that they can play wide receiver this week, because the Packers are banged up, but it don't matter to Aaron Rodgers, because as long as you got hands, he's going to get the ball to you, and they've got a kicker. So they're going to make it happen. All right. Yes. Let's look forward to that Patriots game. Yay. The Patriots, along with, you know, the sign of Donald Trump's best friend. That's right, Tom Brady. Tom Brady's a dick. You know, I never liked that dude. You know, he's a dick. He's always been a dick. He's got that smug look, like everything's gonna be okay. I got this. You know what I'm saying? You know, Tom Brady looks like he wears Keds, you know, on a yacht. You know, he should be wearing like boat shoes, but he's like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm Tom Brady. You know, I'm gonna rock some Keds. I'm going to rock some Keds, and I'm going to wear, like, my collar up. In fact, I'm going to wear two shirts with collars up with some Ray-Bans. Douchebag. That's right. If he's your hero, I don't care. Screw Tom Brady and everything he stands for. All right? Kiss my black ass. Like, yeah, but Tom Brady, he's amazing. No, he ain't. No, he ain't. It's like a six-round draft pick, and, you know, outside of the Jets beating up on Drew Bledsoe, Tom Brady would never had a career. He would have never had a career, you know, but he did. Oh, well, you know, so cheers to him. Anyway, yeah, can't stand that dude. Can't stand that dude. Can't stand the hope that he's brought to all of those New Englanders. Like, they never deserve to win any of those championships, you know. And if they truly deserve to win them, then why did the Giants win two in the within his whole career? Think about that. Twice the Giants put him down. Put him down like whore. You know, there was 4 years in between, so there was plenty of time for Bill Belichick to get his hands on all that, all the Giants tapes, to cheat on it. You know, because that's what he does. He's a cheater, allegedly, and get something done. But clearly, that didn't happen. You know. Oh well, oh well. Tom Brady, you're a douche. You're a douche. It's not just because the way you look, but there's a stench of douche about you. I can tell. You know, you look, you know, at first you were the everyman. You were the every working man. Like, oh, I'm trying to get to that American dream. I want to achieve. I want to do something. You know what I'm saying? Climb the highest mountain. You know. But then when you got there, you acted as if you were born there. Yes. And for that, I shall never, ever, ever respect you. So if you're out there, Tom Brady, go fuck yourself. That's what I came here to say. Like, me and my legion of fan. My legion of fan. Oh, man. So good to be out here. Oh, man. Oh, what else is going on in the world? Oh, so apparently Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus is closed. Yay. Yay. The circus. The circus is almost like, you know, if the zoo is animal jail, the circus is like animal halfway house, right? Because for years, I mean, they were butting heads against PETA, you know, and that's I don't know what PETA stands for. Anyway, they're like, I guess they're like, they're humans who love animals more than other humans, which is why they go about and, you know, like throw paint or stuff at you if you wear like leather or furs. Like, how dare you skin animals for the sake of staying warm in the Chicago weather, you know? Like, it's cold out here, motherfucker. All right? Jeez. Anyway. So PETA put so much pressure on the Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Circus, that Ringling Brothers decided, you know what? Y'all just annoying. Please don't call me anymore. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put all of the elephants out to some kind of like elephant retirement village. Y'all can get off our backs, which they said affected, you know, ticket sales, because, you know, people weren't out there to see like Gunther Gable Williams and, you know, some guy ride a motorcycle in a sphere. You could do that every weekend. You can go to like some rodeo somewhere in like, you know, Ames, Iowa, and see that on the weekend. You know what I'm saying? But no one came to see that. You know, people want to see the elephants, you know. People want to see another elephant, you know, like hop on two legs, put their elephant legs on another back of an elephant, you know what I'm saying, while taking a dump. You know, that's the beauty of the circus, you know, because it's not nasty to watch another animal take a dump, you know, if they're wearing like, you know, flare on their head. It's kind of beautiful. The kids will enjoy it, right? Yeah, so after all that pressure, they decided, you know what? Enough. We made enough money. We out of here. You know? And that's it. A lot of people think their childhood's been taken away because the circus is over. I'm like, no. Like, if you made it out of childhood, you took away your childhood. It's called puberty. All right? Like, you grew up. All right? So grow up and get over it. There's a lot of kids who just don't go to the circus anymore. You know, they don't need the circus. You know what kids need? They need an Xbox. That's what they need. They need devices, stuff. Okay? This is exactly what they need. If you don't feel that way, like, I'm sorry for you. Okay? We are now in 2017. We are in the age of Wi-Fi. All right? You know, no one goes over anybody's house to listen to records anymore. You know? Like, I haven't bought a CD in, like, I want to say maybe 6 or 7 years. And the only reason I was buying that CD was because I ran out of coasters in my house, you know? So what are you talking about? All right. Like, oh, my, my childhood is over. Like, well, then grow the fuck up. Grow up. All right? Jeez. Cheers to Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Circus for ending that masquerade. You know, you got the money. It's time to go. Yay. Let's see what you're saying over here on the interwebs. The law of attraction would like to say, hey, thanks for following me on Twitter. Thanks, law of attraction. Boom. Oh, the law of attraction. Yay. I would like to think that right now I'm attracting a nice pulled pork sandwich with a huge beer. Anyone? No? Just me? All right. Whatever. Sometimes I'm just hungry like that. Speaking of hunger, you know, when you're really hungry at night after running the streets like a wild animal, you know, nothing satisfies you like the taste of a raw piece of kale. Anybody else? No? Just me? Kale. Yeah. Someone decided to send me a kale recipe the other day, and I was like, wow, this is truly the end. This is truly the end of times. Yes? Yes, it is. At that point, I decided to not unfriend that person, but just not act as if I never saw your message. Went to the Chinese food spot, got myself four wings and fried rice, because I'm hood like that, and forever shall I remain. Amen? Amen. Yeah. Kale insists upon itself. It's wrong. It needs to stop. You can try to blend that thing, but you know it's still gonna bite you back, man. Is the kale related to like bay leaves? Because it's hard to blend that thing. No, anybody else? No. Anyway, we'll be all right. Yeah, I think I'm gonna put part of this show on Facebook Live in a second. Just give me a minute. If you don't know by now, if you're not listening, I'm pretty much one man. I'm a one man show in a small room in Bushwick. It's almost like Castaway, with a black guy, but who's not on the water, you know, but who can get home at any given time. But pretty much, I have to be here. So bear with me. I'm gonna play some tunes for the folks. I opened up the show with Dr. Buzz's original Savannah Band. That was Sun Showers. Not to be confused with Golden Showers. We did that last show, so we will not be revisiting that until they find the actual tape. So, yeah, so God bless us all. Darunda. We shall also be talking. What are we going to talk about today? I don't know. I'm feeling funky. Yeah. I'd like to express my displeasure with the following black people. Let's see. Chrisette Michelle. Steve Harvey, you got to go. You know, as much as, you know, everybody's got to, you know, come along to get along, like, I don't have to get along with this dude. And on top of that, if you want to get along with him, that's your thing. But I'm not going to do it, you know. But do you, Steve Harvey, you know, I mean, you got a lot of paychecks, so. You know, you're clearly in another atmosphere where you have, you know, access to certain people. So do you, by all means. But I don't have to like it, you know, and I'm shocked. And I'm shocked that you're next to that dude. It hurts me. It offends all my sensibilities, Steve. For that, I give you the... two bells of shame, Steve. That's right, Steve. Boom. Two bells of shame. Walk to that corner. You stay there. You plant your mustache face first into the corner, and you stay there for the whole show, Steve. Ooh. Next, Chrisette Michelle. Chrisette Michelle apparently is going to perform at the presidential inauguration on Friday. She kept it secret because she didn't want any backlash. Now, if you haven't been keeping up, pretty much, this is going to be. The inauguration was set up to be this grand spectacular in order to celebrate the new the inauguration of the orange-faced Russian. Yeah, there you go, the orange Russian. We like that, orange-faced Russian. There we go. Anyway, so she decided to keep it on wraps for a while there, so that she didn't hear any backlash, but. You know, as soon as like the Twitter sphere finds out, you know, people got to come for you. Because I mean, how long are you like? What are you gonna do? Were you gonna perform with like a paper bag over your face? What was you gonna do? Like seriously? You thought the TV cameras were gonna show up and they were gonna pixelate your face as you perform? That'd be great, right? So you can get the paycheck and perform, and then they can pixelize you, and then you can talk about, yeah, I kept it real. I would never, ever in my life perform for that dude for a small amount of money. I perform for a huge amount of money. I mean, they're paying money. They're paying good money. So if you got to get your bills paid, I kind of understand, but, you know, man, you know, there's, you know, if you're out there, let's all pass the hat for Chrisette Michelle. Maybe people need to get the hat pass for certain people. You know, like Beyonce doesn't need to get the hat pass for her. She's gonna be fine. You know, Beyonce is making checks upon checks upon checks. Her checks have checks. You know, Chrisette Michelle, like maybe she came into the new year with old year bills and everything, and maybe we need to pass the hat. You know, so. Perhaps she needs to get her downloads bought up a little bit, you know, because some people need to do certain things for money. I get it, you know. Like, okay, she's not going to be on Summer Jam. We get it, you know. So clearly, like, she's going to use the inauguration as her Summer Jam. Understandable. By all means, like, I do not hate you, you know, for trying to push yourself forward. However, I do question the fact that you're using your talent to celebrate this dude. Nah. But everybody got to do what they got to do for money, man. I don't know. People sold their souls out for money. People gave away their vote for money, you know? People decided, you know what? You know, grabbing women by the genitals and talking trash and hating Muslims. Like, yeah, but my wallet's kind of light. So that's going to have to wait because we need to get paid up in this piece. All right? Good. Now, I didn't have to, like, and those are the same people who didn't have the fortunate enough chance to sign up for Trump University. So they decided, you know what? What if we can get Trump University for 4 years? 4 years of Trump University. All across this country for everybody. How about that? There you go. Yes, we get to have a master class of Trump University 4 years long. How about that, everybody? Isn't that amazing? That's right. You get grabbed in the genitals. Everybody, we're going to be all right. We're going to settle down and chill. Gonna be a wonderful 4 years. I mean, I can't wait. It's gonna be freaking swell, as the kids like to say. I can't wait till this thing starts. Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, as President Obama gives out his commutations, I wish he'd give one out to Bobby Shmurda. But until then, we'll represent for Bobby Shmurda out here. So shout out to you, Bobby Shmurda. Here you go.
I try to make the next motherfucking scene up, man. Fucking Shmurda, she wrote. How much money is that?
Jello Beats, holla at me.
And Chewy on some hot nigga. Like I talked to Shicey when I shot niggas. Like you seen him twirl, then he drop, nigga. And we keep the mind millies on my block, nigga. And Monte keep it on him, he done drop, niggas. And we be wildin', he some hot, nigga. Tones known to get busy with them clocks, nigga. Try to run down and you could catch a shot, nigga. Running through these checks till I pass out. And shorty give me neck till I pass out. I swear to God, all I do is cash out. And if you ain't a hoe, get up on my trap house. I've been selling cracks since like the fifth grade. Really never made no difference with the shit made. Jaja told me flip them packs and how to maintain. Get that money back and spend it on the same thing. Shorty like the way that I ball out. I've
be getting money, time fall out. You talking cash, dog, I go all out. Shorty love the way that I floss out. Free greasy them, let all of my dogs out. Mama send no pussy cats inside my dog house. That's what got my daddy locked up in the dog pound. Free fan on them, let all of my dogs out. We gon' pull up in that like we cops on them. With them 16s, we gon' put some shots on them. I send a little dot, I send a drop on them. She gon' call me up and I'ma sick the hots on them. Grammy Savage, that's what we are. Grammy Shooters dressed in G-Star. GS9, I go so hard. But GS for my gun squad. And bitch, if it's a problem, we gon' gun brawl. Shots popping up the AR. I'm with Trigger, I'm with Rasha, I'm with A-Raw. Broad daylight and we gon' let them things blow. Tell them niggas free me, she on Subway. Free Breezy, ho. And tell my niggas Shmurda team, ho. Bitch, call that body. About a week ago, Fuck with us and then we tweaking, ho. Tweaking, ho. Run up on that nigga, get the squeezing, ho. Squeezing, ho. Everybody catching bullet holes, bullet holes. Niggas got me on my bully, yo, bully, yo. I'ma run out, put that gun on him, gun on him. I'ma run out, go dumb on him, dumb on him. Niggas got me on that young shit, young shit. Got me on that go dumb shit. Got me on that go dumb shit, man. Trap mode in this motherfucker. Hotter than a bitch. Hey, yo, pull up. I need some more drinks.
Yes, let's get Bobby Shmurda back on these streets. Free Bobby Shmurda. Free Bobby Shmurda. That's right. Bobby Shmurda ain't shmurdered nobody. All right. Hey, what's up, Pat? Welcome to Radio Free Brooklyn. I am Remy Benice. We're talking live here at Radio Free Brooklyn. Boom. If you want to call in, I will talk to you at 718-928-9732. I'm here to the top of the hour. Oh, so good. We are live now on Facebook Live, watching some folks. Boom. So we sure we need Bobby Shmurda back on the streets. Just curious. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, Blair. We do need Bobby Shmurda back on these streets. All right. Like things going down. We need foot soldiers out of these streets. Like right after the inauguration. It needs to go down. Oh my God. Let's see. But I think he's he said he shmurdered someone. He like that's a legend. That's a legend. Perhaps somebody in his crew shmurdered somebody. Okay, don't believe everything you hear. You know. It's like I can't believe it's not butter. Like they said they were not butter, and I can't believe it's not butter. But what if there's a little bit butter in I can't believe it's not butter? You want to blame them then? I mean, it's whatever. You know. Jeez. Hey, what's up, Bird? Hey, Ram Dog. How you doing? Hello, Cindy. Welcome. Welcome all. Boom. So once again, we are live here at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. I am your host, Remick Benice, for Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Yay. Boom. This is your drive time radio station, kind of, sort of. Your laid back. What's going on? Hey, what's up? Ike Chulo, how are you? Boom. Good point about him being useful after the inauguration. You win, carry on. Thank you. I know. Look. All right, we're gonna need as many foot soldiers out here, like in the Rebel Alliance for the days to come. Okay, like geez, you know, somewhere between the Russians taking over, Jeff Sessions talking about let's go back to the 1950s. Like, hey, I don't want to be listening to people playing Dixie in the streets. Okay, enough. All right, geez. Oh, what's going on? Oh, Osagi, what's going on? Like, keep it going around. More grease to your elbows. And more grease to you, sir. I see you looking good out there. Okay, boom. Nice house. We're going to make a visit. Boom. Keep the couch warm. All right? Oh, and get some beers for me. Like, I'm coming out to your house, son. We're going to make this thing happen. What else is going on? What do y'all like to talk about out there? What's going on in the world? Anybody on Facebook Live? Talk to me. But, like, am I worried as a black man? Not really. I think I spoke about this a while ago where I think my dad was like, it doesn't matter who the president is. My dad's Haitian. And he's like, look, you know how many shitty presidents we had in Haiti? So So America can't take another shitty, can't take one shitty president that nobody likes. I think we're going to be okay. You know, like, enough. All right, go to work, pay your taxes, you know, don't kill nobody. And I think you're going to make it through 4 years. All right. Jeez. All right. Does anybody need a hug out there? You need a hug. All right. Like, cause I'm not going to hug you all. I don't do the free hug shit. You know what I'm saying? That's not me. That's not me. So do you. All right. Anyway. If you're just tuning in, I don't believe in doing racial drafts, but I do believe in, sending things back to the store or trying to get a refund. So I'd like to get a refund on the following Negroes: Stacey Dash, Steve Harvey, and Chrisette Michelle. If you're out there on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com or Facebook Live, if you can pass out a hat around for Chrisette Michelle. Clearly, she needs her bills paid. So, you know, clearly we need some funding for the sister. You know, not all of us got that Beyonce money, so we need to do what we need to do. Hey, Julia, how you doing? Welcome to the show. How's everything? Oh, yes. Moving forward, Bobby Shmurda. He should commute. I don't see why he doesn't commute Bobby Shmurda's sentence. Like, Bobby Shmurda got caught out there in one of these, like, RICO charges where it was conspiracy. It was conspiracy. It was not even real. Was there a gun? Did you see him shoot anybody exactly? You know, like it's almost like with Trump. It's like, oh, we got to give him the benefit of the doubt because I didn't see him. I didn't see a prostitute squat in his mouth and take a piss allegedly. So I didn't see Bobby Shmurda actually shoot somebody. So can't we give Bobby Shmurda the benefit of the doubt allegedly, right? Like I wasn't there. I wasn't privy to this information. Do you have video of Bobby knocking somebody out? No? Do you? Okay then. All right. Then you are laced in falsehoods. This his trial was a sham. Somebody free that man. All right. Get him home. You know. Jeez, we're over here freeing up the treasonous acts of former folks who was in the army and everything like that. Like, geez, Bobby Shmurda just wants to come home and eat like four wings of fried rice. Why don't we let him do that? Why don't we just let him do that? You know, like what? Like Bobby was, he just had one hit, you know, geez. He's probably still living on his mama's couch, you know. Free Bobby Shmurda. Free Bobby Shmurda. There you go. I need a free Bobby Shmurda. Free Bobby. Hey, so true, Daddy. If Haiti is still standing, so can America. I'm just telling you, like a lot of people are just pissed off in America. Like, oh my God, what are we gonna do? He's taking away everything. Like, calm the fuck down, okay? Jeez, Mildred, shut up. Sit in a seat, drink your latte, go do your yoga, do five or six nomyo rengekyos. Do what you need to do to get through it. All right? Shit didn't go your way. I get it. But but you're not going to drop your job, pick up like 400 like machetes, and then run through the streets like a wild animal. You're not doing it. I know you. All right. I'm talking to you, America. You's a damn lie. All right. Like this dude, all he's gonna do is tweet, try to get his money on the side. Chances are he'll probably get caught, and by then they'll probably impeach him. So I'm gonna give him about a good year. Maybe 9 months. In fact, if you have a Trump baby, which means let's say you conceive a baby this Friday, I give you 9 months. By that time, he'll be impeached. All right, go for it. I'm just saying. I don't think the Republicans want to deal with him. I don't, and he really doesn't have any experience. So chances are he's probably gonna sneeze, tear the Constitution in half, and that alone should mean he should get out of office. So yeah. My under over is 2 years. I'm gonna give him under 2 years. He'll be out of there, and it is what it is. Oh yeah, boom. Haitians do that. We're gonna be all right. The number of people watching has increased anyway. But yeah, I think here's the thing with the Haitians. Like, we had an earthquake knocked down damn near was it the biggest city in the whole country, pretty much rocked it to its foundation. You know what's the first thing that happened was like was it the Haitian version of the White House cracked and crumbled. You know what people did? They applauded. They screamed and they hollered and they said, "Thank you, Jesus." You know? Because of all the corruption that was going on. You know? And I mean, look, just think of that. Think of all the seedy stuff that probably went on with the government with governments that you actually liked. Think about that. All the stuff that went on with seedy governments that you actually liked, and nothing's ever happened. Like, oh yes, we're just going to put some icing on this cake. You will not see the cracks, you know, embedded like in all the layers of this cake. No, not at all. Like, we're going to make this thing quick. But yeah, man, like. If he comes in there and he takes a dump on himself, you know, and there's actually like footage that we can see him take a dump on himself because he didn't wear a diaper that day. I'm okay with this. So, anyway, one of your viewers would like to ask Bert, what should the Knicks do about Carmelo Anthony? You know what? They're gonna pay him. Nobody wants him. Chances are we're just gonna have to sit this out. You know what I mean? It's not like Carmelo Anthony's like stuck to the Knicks. He's like one of the Pips. You can't go Gladys Knight and the Pips with one four top. You know, I don't think you can get rid of Carmelo Anthony right now. You know, why do you want to get rid of Melo? You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to say free Melo. You know, Melo needs to be on the squad. There's nobody. He puts up buckets. That dude puts up buckets. Okay. Oh, shout out to Lala Anthony. She is fine. Oh, my God. I can't believe they killed her off on Power. That hurt my feelings. That hurt my feelings. Like, really? Like, geez, free Lala Anthony. Amazing. Amazing Lala Anthony. Anyway, boom. That's what I think about Melo. He gonna be all right. The Knicks suck right now. It hurts. The Knicks owe me a championship. One championship. One championship, and then I'm done. I'm done with the Knicks. I'm not gonna cheer for the Nets just yet. I can't cross the bridge into Brooklyn just yet. Boom. Oh, shout outs to Debo. Shout outs to the Cowboys. Oh, yes. Well, the last time I spoke to y'all, I guess we need to do a recap of let's see, playoff weekend. In one corner we have the Green Bay Packers, hurt and beat up, and in the next corner we have the Dallas Cowboys, looking good. Oh my God! There goes Ezekiel Elliott wearing his little half shirt. Oh, look at him. Oh, look at him. There you go. Look at him, half black, half Ewok. Oh, yeah, all praises due. Oh, dang. Hey, yeah, you can talk about the Knicks. I'm talking about the Cowboys right now. Anyway, and then on the other side of it, we got Aaron Rodgers. There you go, standing on the top of, like, 300 dead bodies that used to be wide receivers. He had 300 dead bodies that used to be wide receivers, and now, like, all he's doing is just chucking touchdowns. That dude's amazing, yo. Aaron Rodgers. My God, I'm not calling him White Jesus. I'm just saying, it's like, but if he did turn like water into Hennessy, I wouldn't be shocked. I would not be shocked. Like, all praises due to Aaron Rodgers, that dude, all day, all day. Who you got, Soulja Boy or Chris Brown? I'm gonna go with Chris Brown. Chris Brown seems he's taller than Soulja Boy. He's got the reach, and I'm gonna go with Rihanna's face. So yeah, there's that. And I'm just saying that it seems like I wouldn't call it the obvious joke, but it seems like the obvious piece of evidence that lets me know, like, oh, he's clearly got some anger issues and everything. Plus, a bonus, he's also got that light skin anger in him. You know how, like, them little red bones always got that light skin anger in them, like, yeah, you ain't black enough. And then boom, they start smacking people around for no reason. Yeah, he's got, I'm gonna go with, he got some light skin confidence in him. So I'm gonna go with, I will take Chris Brown for the win, Chris Brown for the beatdown, take the points and the over, okay, let's see what else did y'all want to talk about? Oh man, we both lost the same team. Only difference, you guys got blown out. You know what? Just to revisit this whole talk about the Giants, and you know, if you want to call in, please, we can call in at 718-928-9732, whatever. We can discuss this, you know, like men. But anyway, I could talk to you about this. Look, it didn't matter. The Giants had a better season than Dallas. And here's why. The Giants beat Dallas twice and lost to the same team that Dallas lost to. Yes, they got blown out, but Dallas lost at home. Barely, but they still lost at home. Oh, man. Man, I feel so good. It felt like Christmas in January. Oh, man, God. Thank you. Oh, man. Happy Kwanzaa to all of us. Happy Kwanzaa to all of us. That's all I have to say about that. Man, you know, every time the Dallas Cowboys lose, you know, like the NFC gets its wings. We take those wings off of the Eagles, you know, and we learn to fly away because the Eagles will never fly. The Eagles are horrible as an institution, as a team, and as a mascot. Ridiculous. Horrible. And Philadelphia, man, that is a one-horse town, and that horse died 150 years ago. Man, that, like, Philadelphia is the size of, like, the Bronx, all right? And, you know, shout out to the Bronx, like, land of the free, the true home of the brave, the Bronx. That's right, the Bronx. If you gentrified the Bronx, congratulations. You've truly gentrified everything. You know, I have not seen a yoga spot in the Bronx yet. So cheers to you, Bronx, for hanging tough out there. You know, I applaud you. I salute you out there in the Bronx. All you tough Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, and you Africans out there. Yes. Yes. Wait a minute. Don't talk about my Eagles. I'll talk about the sad Eagles. I'll talk about you the sad Philadelphia Eagles. They're all trash. Garbage. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Like, geez, like you thought you had a bad season. Like you thought you had a great season. What? You start renaming stuff. That's when you know, you've gone too far as a team. You start renaming things after like players. Like, oh my God, we're in Wentzylvania now. Wentzylvania. Like, whatever. I'm like, all right, give it a second, and go. Oh, there goes the bottom dropping. Oh, look at the interception. All trash. Woo hoo hoo. Look, I know Eli's got holes, and we can deal with them. But with all the holes and ridiculous that Eli does, at least he gave us two rings. On Tom Brady, no less. Oh, my God. You have nothing to come back with. Nobody has anything to come back with on Eli. Yes, Eli. Are there moments there where Eli looks like he's counting, like, all the Cheerios in his bowl, and he, like, loses his count, and then he gets stuck and everything like that? Like, 22, 23, 20. Huh? Yes, that's Eli, all right? Whatever. We deal with it. But he gave us two rings. The Philly's trash. Oh, my God. Oh, boom. Hey, Biscuit, what's going on? Shout out to Biscuit. Shout out to, like, here's the thing about Philly. I will say this. Fuck Philly, but I love Philly people, okay? Let's get to that understanding of it all. Philly people are cool. Some of y'all are decent Jones. Some of y'all are okay, Johns. Like the rest of y'all, I don't know. All right, but the city, your city itself, whatever. All right, but Philly people are cool. I will give you that much. Okay, so let's agree to disagree on that. Boom. How do I feel about Chrisette Michele joining the Trump inauguration lineup? She got to pay her bills, Biscuit. She's got to pay her bills. I mean, people need to understand. Like, you know, she's got to hang tough, but. Like, we need to pass the hat for certain artists who are not getting paid, okay? And the thing is, I'm sure somebody probably went behind, sorry, asked Music Soulchild, like, hey, Music Soulchild, do you want to perform for the inauguration? And that dude, he probably needs a new pair of sunglasses or an eye patch or whatever, you know? Have we passed out a hat for that dude? He needs to get paid, okay? Jeez. What, you think oversized sunglasses just pay for themselves? We need to buy that dude a big pair of eyeglasses. And if the inauguration is going to pay you, well, then go ahead. All right? Jeez. You know, stop pocket watching people. You know, but don't get me wrong. I'm not, and I repeat, not saying that you should use your talents to celebrate that orange heathen. No. All right? But that's just me. That's just me. Anyway. Oh. Yes. Oh, shout out to all of you. Love you all out there. Y'all gonna be all right. Let's see. We might be playing some. Music. If anybody has any requests, please by all means. I think we got a good 15 minutes left in the show, so we'll see what we can do here. So, like, yay. I figured, like, you know, some of y'all may call in, But like for the most part, if you're not gonna call in, I guess I'm just gonna come out here and talk to the people. You know, whether that be on Facebook Live. You know, maybe I'll set up another camera in here next week. We'll see what we can do. All right, because as you can tell, I'm a one man band up in here. Just a one man band. Look at that. There you go. See, there we go. There you go. There goes some records in the back. Boom. Steve Harvey. What do I think about Steve Harvey? Here's the truth about Steve Harvey. It's disappointing. You know. It's disappointing. It's like you know, they say never meet your heroes. Well, then, my thing is with Steve Harvey is like, I get it, but did you get but there's sometimes I think some people make so much money that they decide I'm above reproach. I can do anything I want. You know, they start like, I think some black people get into that OJ mindset where like, I could do just about anything I want and people got me. I'm like, yeah, probably true, but I wouldn't test the waters. All right. I wouldn't go that far. All right. Oh, Usher's missing too. What? Where's Usher? Where's Usher? What do you mean? Is Usher doing? No, somebody needs to clear that up for me. I have not been on air. I've been on air, so I haven't been seeing anything. What is Usher talking about? He's playing the inauguration. Oh, that would suck. That would suck. Oh my God. If I see Usher start moving his feet and dancing for Donald Trump. God. Oh man. You know, it's okay to see certain Negroes there. You know, Omarosa and Don King. He can have them. You know what I'm saying? Those other two Jaybirds. What's his name? Two little black chicks. I do not know them, but they got the most ridiculous hair. He can have them. They're fine. I don't care. You know, some of us ain't gonna make the list. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Herman Cain, you're not on my list. We're good. I'm not eating a Godfather's pizza for as long as I live. You know what I'm saying? I will lick pavement. You know, and I will drink. I will sip rainwater out of the gutter. You know, instead of drinking a Dr. Pepper from No Godfather's Pizza. So Herman Cain, we're good. Don't call me up. You know what I mean? Dr. Ben Carson, you know what? I'm okay. I know you're genius, you know, but you can stay your genius ass away from me. All right? Good. Yeah, I'm sure you'll figure out how to get everybody out of the projects and onto the streets. Well, I wish you nothing but bad luck, sir. But anyway. Yes, I asked for music requests, but clearly no one has one. So I'm gonna play some of the classics. Let's see. So, clearly everybody's talking about the Resistance. Like, any MLK Day thoughts? Martin Luther King Day came and went. It was it should be a day of service. Shout out to Martin Luther King and his legacy. You know what I'm saying? But for the grace of God, you know, that he came into this life, you know, so that he can push his nonviolence referendum, so that he can show the people, like, you know what, you can do more with love than hate. And that is true. You can do more with love than hate. However, now we are in a new day where, you know, love and the power of world star hip hop seem to be colliding, because there's a lot of people out there with one punch power. And I mean, you know, as much as you want to, like, stop and think and give people a chance, some people are just willing to just test you. And I'm not saying you should go punch people out, but sometimes people need to feel the heat of the hammer of your fist to let them know, like, hey, I'm not the one. You know, I wish people had you know what? I might have to go get a I'm not the one t-shirt. Are there any I'm not the one t-shirts? Like, well, if you know of any, like, please put one off to the side, XL, please. That's right. Like, I'm getting smaller in the waist. It's gonna be amazing. I'll take an XL. I'm not the one T-shirt. Thank you very much. Let's see if we can find something to play for you folks that you like. Boom, boom, boom. I think this is the winner. Oh, give me a second here. Let me see, Eddie. Oh, Bishop Eddie Long did pass. So sad. I dedicate this song to Bishop, to the late great Bishop Eddie Long. Oh.
For the real niggas, you know me. Shout to Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island, Staten Island, Uptown, Harlem, the BX. All my real niggas with the 20 inches outside. You know what I mean? Fake niggas, get the fuck out and hold on to your shit. You know what I mean? Fun flex. One time for your motherfucking mind. One.
Whoa. Clearly, we're having some audio issues. As I told you, I'm a one-man band in here, and I'm trying to figure out everything. So give me a second. Oh, this is going to be fun. Ooh, that was great. All right. Clearly, Anti Up will not be played. Give me a second over here. Okay. Good one. Bishop Eddie Long. He's the one with the scandals. Yeah, so Bishop Eddie Long, I guess he was a pastor in a where was that? Was it Georgia? So apparently he was battling cancer for a while. And, you know, sadly, cancer took over. So sad. He was battling a whole lot of scandals. There was something about him being in a whole mess, allegedly touching young boys or not allegedly touching young boys. I'm not sure what happened with the situation. I'm not from Georgia, whatever. I'm just going by what I read. And what I read was salacious, lewd, and lascivious. And, you know, it's a shame that the church should be, anybody's church should be pushed to that point where that stuff is in the air. And, you know, shame on the shepherd that would sully his flock as so, you know, in my opinion, you know. But, hey, you know, he did drive a really nice Bentley, so shout out to him for preaching that prosperity gospel. Amen. El Shaddai Elohim. Oh, good times. Good time. Okay, good times. But yeah, do I have anything to say about him? Like he did keep a decent hairpiece for a second. He had a messed up hairline, but you know, that toupee. Woo. Like you can clearly tell like there was some permage going on in there. So yeah, shout out to the ATL. Atlanta. I'm gonna try to see if I can make a trip down there. I believe I need to go down to Peachtree Street and meet all the strippers that I can. You know, if I can get that done. Hey, Alexis, what's going on? Boom. We're talking to you live on Radio Free Brooklyn, the Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Good times. Clearly, I'm having some audio issues this week, but we're just talking to people on Facebook Live. It's going to be great. Oh, man, I've got like 5 minutes left in my show. What do you know? How do we wrap this up this week, folks? What do I have to say about everything? Let's see. Tom Brady, douchebag. I'm going to take the Steelers. I'm going to take the Steelers. The score will be 21-17. I'm going to take the Steelers with a really late touchdown. I can't believe I'm going to say this. I think Atlanta is going to go to the Super Bowl. Wow. I know. How did that happen? But Atlanta to the Super Bowl. Like there's no magic dust left in the carpet ride known as Aaron Rodgers. So I'm going to go with 28-17. Atlanta wins, and we'll see what happens for the Super Bowl prediction in 2 weeks. Whatever. Let's see. Also, I would like to who else? What were we talking about? Oh, Kale. Kale is wrong. It's really hard to break down Kale. I think it's part time a bay leaf and everything like that. What's going on back there? Hey, you guys, what's going on? Boom. Yeah. So shout out to you kale lovers. If you have any kale recipes and everything like that, and you want to send them to me, keep them to yourself. Okay. I don't want none. I will eat enough kale. I'm a collards guy. Okay. So you can keep your kale to yourself. Okay. But kale is really good and it's yummy. Shut up. I want nothing of your kale. Keep your kale to yourself. All right. Boom. Anyway, I think I may need like a green smoothie after this. Anyway, good seeing you. Wonderful. All right. Boom. So, and also in wrapping up the show, yeah, if you can pass out a hat around there for Chrisette Michelle, She needs our help, folks. So like maybe we can talk her off the ledge of dancing and singing and kumbayaing for old Orange Face. Like let's do our best. Let's do our best to get Chrisette Michelle, you know, out of this quagmire that she's put herself in, you know? I mean, geez. Because, I mean, I know, eat your greens. Greens are good. I didn't say greens weren't bad. I said, I'm a collards guy. I'm a collards. I eat broccoli, spinach, kale. It's kind of hard. I think, like, kale bites back. But getting back to Chrisette Michelle, like, you know, hold your head up. Help is on the way. You know, you could do better. You don't need the trumpage, you know, to get yourself going through the night. All right. I feel for you. All right. So you can do better, boo. You can. We hope so. Anyway, I got about 2.5 minutes. How do we wrap this up? I leave you this week with the following thoughts. You know, I don't care what happens Friday. I don't. My plans for Friday are simple and clean. I am going to go to the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens, where I have a membership, and I will be walking around. And I know there's no flowers in season, but there's a greenhouse there, so I'll be going in. I'll be going into the greenhouse, watching the bonsai trees and everything. So that's going to be fun. Yeah, and afterwards, I will be taking a trip over to the Brooklyn Museum. The Brooklyn Museum is going to be open, and I'll have fun over there. So we're going to be just fine. At no point do I intend to watch any of this sadness on Friday, because, you know, like they said, there's so much shit on TV nowadays. Like, you know, maybe we all should just kind of get up and go out and go take a walk, you know. Or, you know, why don't you go put on a Car Wash or as a DVD, you know, or make it a Blaxploitation Friday. How about that? Why don't you watch like all the Blaxploitation movies you can, you know, Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song. Let's see. Shaft, Dolomite, The Mac, Coffee, you know, Shaft in Africa. You know what I'm saying? Like Superfly TNT, you know, or you can go out and watch Birth of a Nation, which is out on DVD. Now actually, you know what? I want to dial back on Birth of a Nation. You might want to watch Birth of a Nation and start and actually go out there. I want you to temper yourself after you watch Birth of a Nation. You're gonna be all right. All right. Boom. I want you to take like a good 2-hour break after you watch Birth of a Nation. It's a whole lot. Oh man. Yes. But Chrisette Michelle can't come to the cookout. She cannot come to the cookout. That's my final word on the situation. Anyway, 30 seconds to wrap up the show. Folks, thank you all for tuning in. You've all been amazing. Shout out to Ike, Blair, Char, boom, Clara. Shout out to all of you. Latia, Alexis, everybody called in. Benoni, oh, what's going on? Debo! Your team sucks. Anyway, this has been Butt, Sweat, and Beers. My name is Remick. You've been wonderful. And I'm out. Yeah.